I want to, well, I'm going to do what he's told me. I want to, if I give a subject or topic to what we're going to do. I want to begin on this thought. Be filled with the fullness of God. Be filled with the fullness of God. All right. Hallelujah. Give me Ephesians 3:19 and we'll get started. Ephesians 3:19. This is coming from the Amplified Classic. By the way, good to have Miss Lois Jones with us today. Hey, Miss Lois. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I want y'all to listen because there's some things we got to do. I want to share before we do what we need to do. Y'all ready? This is coming from the Amplified Classic. Be filled with the fullness. That you may really come to know, practically, through experience. Notice how you do it. Through what? Through experience. You know what experience is, don't you? Something you went through, you experienced it, you know. For yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses what? Mere knowledge, just common knowledge, you know. If the love of Christ far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that's why people act towards God the way they do. They never had an experience with him. And they don't know how good he is, but today the Holy Spirit is going to unfold to your heart just how much the Father loves you. Well, you will never, I believe it will make an impact on your spirit, on your heart. And you'll never forget it. They will create a hunger, a desire inside of you that it will never cease. The more you love on him, the more you receive his love, the more you want of his love. Hallelujah. So, let's start back over. Take me from the top. That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself, yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be feel through all your being. What may happen? You may be filled with all your being unto all the fullness of God. Whew. May have the richest measure of divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with who? God himself. I want to ask you, when we get to that place, what in the world can touch us? What is it that can show up from that fallen world, the enemy of God, that can get your attention, deceive you, and pull you away? My answer to that, nothing. Nothing. Give me John 10:9-11. St. John 10:9-11. Let's do the King James first. John 10:9-10 say, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that they may have what? Life. And that they might have it, they may have it what? More abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now give me that same passion in the Passion Translation, that same scripture. I'm the gateway. Everybody, I want to take a minute, make sure I'm communicating. Somebody say it. The Lord told, some of you may know him, Lester Sumrall, some of you may have heard of him. He's with the Lord now. He was preparing a message. He got the message prepared, and the Lord said, he had somebody out there working in the yard, somebody out, you know, just a worker. He said, go out there and preach that message to that man. He went out there and preached the message to him. He got through preaching to the man. He said, did you understand what I preached to you? He said, uh-uh. He told Lester Sumrall, go back in the house and work on it some more. So he did that about three times. He finally got, said, yeah, I understand it now. So this is what I'm doing. I said in the King James, Jesus said, I am the door. Some people may understand the door. What is a door? Anybody know what a door is? It's an opening. When you walked up on, or you drove up on these ground, this, you saw some doors, you know, glass all the way across the front right, but there's something kind of different from the rest of it. There's a portion in that the glass is all the way across the front, didn't have any bricks, right? And you saw some steps. And you recognize that was an entrance way into this building, right? Huh? And so we call those entryway out there doors. And when you got inside, you saw another set. They look a little different, but they didn't look like the solid wall going down through there. You could tell they were different. So if the usher didn't open the door for you, you ease up there, got a handle on it. You didn't go to the center of the wall and start pulling on it and knocking on it and say, I can't get in here. You found the entrance way into the building, right? Is that simple? That plain enough? That Passion Translation says, I am the gateway. You know what a gate is. Amen. Gate is an entrance way into where you want to go. If there's a wall, and it's too high for you to climb over, too wide for you to go around, but there's a gate that is to let you inside. Jesus said, what? I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience what? How many of you want life? And see, when that word enter in to experience life, hallelujah. Sometimes people don't understand what life. They hear it, but they don't understand what life is. You know why? When you understand what life is, what it means to be born again, what it means to be filled with the Spirit, what it means to know what God is saying, what it means to hear what God is saying and to do what God says to do, to have what he promised.